In the name of the Lord, peace. This morning, we read a passage from the beginning of Paul's letter to the saints in Ephesus. It is an extended offering of praise to God for all he has done, is doing now, and will do in the future.
今早上我们看到这段圣经啊，就是以弗所三到十节，这是保罗写给以弗所的那些圣徒们的信的那个抬头语。他是叫我们都来颂赞上帝，不但是颂赞上帝，是为了颂赞他已经做成的，我们也颂赞他现在正在做的和他将来还要为我们做的事。It
begins. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
这第三节一开始就说,愿颂赞归于我们主,耶稣基督的父神,他在耶稣里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
And I should say, I really appreciate today the music worship team and the choir that really brought us into a sense of that presence of the blessings in Christ.
今天那个凭着这个诗班的这个优秀的表演啊，就让我们深深的感到上帝的同在。
And in the same way, the brothers and sisters in Ephesus are reminded that they, like us, are citizens of God's kingdom, and that as citizens of God's kingdom, they are already in possession of every spiritual blessing in Christ: redemption, forgiveness of sins, the understanding of the mysteries of God's will, fellowship with God, God's presence, and the filling of God's Holy Spirit. They already have possession of every spiritual blessing in Christ.
在以弗所的弟兄姐妹啊，他们如果原来不知道的话，那保罗在这里就是提醒他们说，你们既然是上帝国度里的国民，那你们已经拥有了所有的属灵的福气。这属灵的福气呢，包括你得救赎，你的过犯得赦免，然后你呢也了解和懂得上帝的旨意的奥秘。我们有了这个和上帝的交通以后呢，上帝的同在和上帝的圣灵充满我们。
And in verse 10, we find God's ultimate purpose to redeem all of his creation, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. Jesus is coming again. Come, Lord Jesus, come.
然后在我们在第十节就看到了上帝最终的目的是什么呢？他最终的目的是说，要照所安排，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。这就是说，耶稣他还要再来，我们现在就盼望着耶稣再来。
And as we continue to read through the letter to the Ephesians, we find passage after passage that is encouraging the brothers and sisters to receive God's many blessings.
那我们接着念下去哈，就是这整个这一封信，以弗给以弗所圣徒这封信，那每一段都鼓励在以弗所的弟兄姐妹说，你们要接受上帝那边来的各样的福气。
In Christ, we have acceptance, we have salvation, we have security. Chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit, guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory.
那我们这些圣徒在只要在主里面，我们就什么都有啊。我们拥有的是被接纳，我们被救赎，我们也有平安。就像那个以弗所书第一章，如果从那个第13节14节看啊，保罗说：“你们既听见真理的道， 就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了耶基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，直到神的名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
In Christ we have life. Chapter 2, verse 4. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive in Christ.
我们在耶稣里面就得到重生，因为就像那个以弗所说二章四节所说的啊，因为上帝爱我们的大爱，他有那丰富的怜悯，他就让我们在基督里头呢，与基督一同的活过来。
In Christ, we become God's temple.
在基督里面，我们每个人都成为，我们每个人的身体都成为神的圣殿。
Chapter 2, verse 22. And in him you are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit.
请看那个第二章的第二十二节啊，那这里保罗这样说，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
And in Christ we can be rooted and established in love and can know how wide and how long and how high and deep is the love of Christ. Chapter 2, verse 18.
那么从第十七、十八节，第二章我们看到说，我们在基督里面会怎么样？基督会因着我们的信住在我们的心里，叫我们的爱心呢有根有基。这样子能与从众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
And in Christ we find unity, chapter 4, verse 5. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
我们的合一啊，也是在基督里面才能够达成的。就请看第四章五到六节。就是这样说的，我们是一主一信一喜一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
And in Christ we become children of light, chapter 5, verse 8.
我们在基督里面就成为光明的子女，就是请看第五章第八节。
And in Christ we are prepared for the battle.Against the rulers, against the authorities, and against the power of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil. Because God gives us armor, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
这是第六章哈，第十一节到十七节。我们在耶稣里面，我们已经有了全副的装备，可以抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因为我们有了这些装备以后呢，就是可以跟那些执政的作，跟那个执政的征战，跟那些掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔来征战。我们之所以可以这样征战，是因为我们有神所赐的全副的军装。我们有真理当作带子束腰，有公义当作护心镜遮胸。我们又用平安的福音，拿着信德的藤牌，并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
And even as we are lifted up by Paul's inspiring words, we need to remember that we also have an enemy.
让我们看着这个圣经里的这些话，我们真是很受鼓舞哈。但是同时，我们也不能忘记说，那个仇敌，在那里想要害我们。
1 Peter 5:8, be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour.
就像彼得前书五章八节这样说，务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼，如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Our enemy, the devil.We'll have some suggestions for us.
这个仇敌啊，这个魔鬼啊，有的时候会把一些思念放在我们的心里。
He will whisper to us, maybe this fellow Paul has no clue about the trouble you face in the real world.
那他可能 小声地跟我们说，你去念这个圣经没有意思，因为这保罗写这些书信的保罗，他对我们的日常生活到底有没有一点的了解，可能一点都不了解。
Maybe this fellow Paul doesn't know how difficult it is to raise children these days.
他怎么知道我们现在养这个抚养儿女有多难？
And maybe heavenly blessings don't really help when it's time to find the money to make the mortgage payment.
这属天的福气啊，对我们又有什么帮助呢？如果我们下个月没有钱来付我们的房屋贷款，那这个属天的福气能给我们这些钱吗？
Maybe Paul and Paul's God are good for Sunday, but you need to figure out how to take care 24/7 in the real world of your aunt who has fallen and broken her leg.
那念念这个圣经啊，念念这个保罗的圣经，然后来敬拜我这个神，可能我们可以在礼拜天来做一下。可是我们平时呢，每个礼拜七天，每个24小时，你都要来照顾你的老人。比方说，你有一个姨母，她摔了一跤，腿摔断了，你每天伺候她。这个上帝的在礼拜天的这个礼拜天这个礼拜对你又有什么帮助呢？
Maybe Brother Paul is a bit too heavenly minded to be of any earthly good.
那也许保罗这个弟兄啊，他太属灵了，太属天了，对我们这个地上的实际生活真是没有什么的帮助。
Before we allow Satan to dismiss Brother Paul as a dreamer, as Joseph's brothers dismissed him, we need to examine the situation a little more carefully.
我们啊，如果要有这种想法的话，我们要好好的想一想，不要说哦，这个保罗这个弟兄他只是在那做梦一样。你记得不记得旧约里面的约瑟，就是他做梦，然后他的哥哥就说：“哎，你这个人就是整天做梦。”我们要来看一看这究竟是怎么回事。
In Ephesians 6:19-20, Paul makes a prayer request.
在以弗所书6:19-20, 保罗也向我们提出了为他祷告的这样一个祈求。
He says, "Pray also for me, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given to me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador." In chains, pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should.
保罗说，也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。我为了这福音的奥秘，做了带锁链的使者，并使我照着当尽的本分，放胆讲论。
Paul calls himself an ambassador in chains.Because he is not writing these words from a retreat center. He's not writing from a monastery. He's not writing from the comfort of his home office. But he is writing from Roman custody.
他为什么这样写说我是带着锁链的福音的使者呢？因为他当时写这些保罗书信，比方说哥罗西、腓利门书、以弗所书和腓利比书的时候，他并不是在一个很舒舒服服的退休会的地方来写这些书信，也不是在一个修道院里来写，也不是说在他家里的那个书房里面给我们写的。他写这封信的时候，他写在被罗马人关起来。
Colossians, Philemon, Ephesians, and Philippians are known as the prison epistles because Paul writes these during his first imprisonment in Rome.
所以这哥罗西、腓利门、以弗所和腓利比书呢，在圣经上呢，一般就是称他们为这个监狱书信。因为保罗写这些书信的时候呢，他是在他第一次在罗马被关进监狱里的时候。
Paul has given up his freedom for the sake of the gospel.
为了圣经的缘故，为了传福音，保罗他自己呢就把 他自己的那个自由呢给牺牲了。
Paul has known many earthly hardships, beatings, imprisonments, sleeplessness, hunger, poverty.
保罗在传福音的路上真的是受过很多的很多这个地上的这个艰难困苦啊，他也是被鞭打，被关进监狱，然后有的时候连吃的都没有，连睡觉的地方都没有，然后是非常的贫穷的。
So it is not out of ignorance of earthly needs and suffering that Paul writes of blessings in the heavenly realm.
所以当保罗说我们有诸天的这个各样属天的这个福气的时候，那不是说因为他不了解地上的这个我们人的需要和我们地上每天人所受的苦难。
He writes out of the experience that it is only through his connection to the heavenly realm that he can find the strength to overcome the earthly challenges.
他这样写的，也正是因为他每次在地上碰到这些非常非常困难的这些挑战的时候呢，他怎么样来找到这个力量来克服这些困难呢？那就是说他要把他的灵和上帝的灵连在一起。
And of all the challenges that Paul faces, I imagine that the most painful was not an attack from the outside by godless men, but a conflict with a dear brother in Christ.
他所有在地上的一些挑战，就是最难的、最痛苦的、最给保罗痛苦的，不是说，教会外面不信神的人来攻击他，而是说。跟这个教会里面自己同样信神的弟兄发生了一定的冲突吧。
We first meet Paul in Scripture when his name is Saul, and his purpose is to persecute and destroy the church.
我们第一次在《使徒行传》中看到保罗的时候，他的那时候名字叫扫罗哈，然后他那时候所做的一切都是为着迫害和毁灭这个教会。
But Saul.The persecutor and destroyer of the church meets Christ, the defender and redeemer of the church, and he becomes Paul, the church builder and Christ follower.
保罗啊，他这个迫害和想毁灭教会的这样的人，他在大马士革的路上碰见了耶稣基督本人。这耶稣基督是保卫和救赎教会的那耶稣基督。他碰到耶稣基督以后呢，他就不再是扫罗了，而变成了保罗。他保罗就把他一生的工作呢，就是全部的都献给建造教会和那个跟随基督。
And God sends to Paul a mentor, a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, named Barnabas.
再看下去就知道，上帝呢给保罗派来了一位这个灵魂上的导师。这个导师呢。叫做巴拿巴，他是一个非常好的人，他的心里呢充满了圣灵和信念。
And Barnabas seeks out Paul and takes him to the church in Antioch, where he gives Paul a year of intensive discipleship.
巴拿巴那时候找到保罗，把他带到安提亚的教会，然后那个在安提亚的教会呢，就是巴拿巴是给了让保罗接受了整整一年的非常严谨的这个门徒训练。
And when God's time was right, the Holy Spirit spoke to the leaders of the church, saying, Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.
当上帝的时候到的时候，这圣灵啊就对这个教会的长老这样子说啊，说圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我招他们所做的工。
And after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off.
于是呢，他们就禁食祷告，按手在他们头上，然后就打发他们去了。
And God sent Barnabas and Paul with their co-workers on a mission trip across Cyprus to Perga and Pamphylia, to Pisidian Antioch, to Iconium, to Lystra and Derbe, and finally back.The church in Antioch, Syria.
这第一次这个保罗的传福音的，这条路是这样子。上帝呢，把巴拿巴和保罗，还有他们的同工呢，就一起 派他们去宣去布道宣教，然后他们先去了这个居比路，然后呢去别加、庞菲利亚，还去那个比西底的安提阿，然后又去了以哥念、路斯德和特庇，然后最后回到西利亚的安提阿的教会。
And in this trip, Barnabas and Paul faced challenges and opposition together. There were rejection, there were desertions, there were expulsions, there were conflicts, and Paul was even stoned.
这一次的这个宣道的这个这次出去宣道，巴拿巴和保罗就是他们共同的就是面对了这个很多的挑战和很别人对他们的反对，他们碰到的事情就是很不顺的，因为他们被别人拒绝，他们被别人那个抛弃，然后有的时候他们整个被扫地出门，然后保罗还有一次被人家用石头打。
But God's blessing was on the trip in a powerful way.
但是他们这一次出去这个宣道旅行呢，满了上帝的这个慈爱和恩典。
Barnabas and Paul were witnesses to God's miraculous power to guide and protect his servants.
上帝有一个几乎是像奇迹般的力量啊，来带领然后呢和保护他的这个他的仆人。然后巴拿巴和保罗呢，这两个人都是上帝的这个权柄的这个见证人。
And most importantly, Barnabas and Paul are witnesses to God calling men and women to himself.And to the establishment of churches in the cities and towns where God had led them.
最重要的是巴和保罗呢，他又见证了上帝的这个呼召。上帝呼召，不管是男的信徒还是女的信徒，上帝把他呼召来，叫他们到所有这个上帝所预定的这个城市里面去呢，去宣教，然后建立教会。
And upon their return to the sending church in Antioch.They gathered the church together and reported all that God had done through them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles.
那他们回到这个派他们出去的那个安提阿的教会时候呢，他们就聚集了会众来诉说神借他们所行的一切事，并神怎样为外邦人开了信道的门。
And I am sure that when brothers and sisters saw Barnabas and Paul, they said to one another, there goes a team that really works well together for God's glory.
当时的兄弟姐妹们，在这个安提阿的教会里， 我想他们一定，就是说他们看见巴拿巴和保罗这两个人一起同工回来的时候，他们就会对互相的说，这两个人真是为神工作，为神做见证的一个好搭档。
Indeed, he was a pair.Whose lives evidenced the heavenly blessings in Christ.
确实的，这一对好搭档，他们的生活和工作就是给这个属天的福分的最好的见证。
What happened next is found in Acts 15:36-41.
我们在《使徒行传》15:36-41的时候呢，就。我们就看到说这件事情发生以后呢，后来又发生了什么。
The scripture doesn't tell us all the details of the background of these events, so I'll make some guesses.
那我呢就来猜想一下，因为那个圣经对于这件事情发生以前，它的背景啊，但是它一些细节呢，并没有很详细的介绍，所以我呢就来猜想一下。
I imagine that Barnabas and Paul.Were both seeking God's will for them through prayer.
我想巴拿巴和保罗都在那里恒切的祷告，要寻求上帝的旨意，在他们的未来的将要派他们去做什么样的工作。
And it seems that God was leading Barnabas to spend more time mentoring a co-worker named John Mark, a young man that had started the mission trip with Barnabas and Paul.Who had left them in the city of Perga in the region of Pamphylia.
当时上帝给这个巴拿巴的这个旨意呢，可能是这样的，就是说你呢 再多花一点时间来带领这一个同工，这个年轻人叫做马可，又称呼约翰。这个年轻人当时他们第一次出去的时候，曾经陪他们一起去，但是在庞菲利亚的这个区的一个城叫别加那个地方呢，他就跑走了，就不跟他们在一起。
And it seems that God was speaking to Paul to return to the churches that they had established earlier on their first mission trip.
他们第一次布道所建立的那些教会呢，上帝的旨意呢，就是说让保罗说你回去，然后看看他们现在的情况怎么样。
So Paul said to Barnabas, "Let's go back and visit the brothers in all the towns where we preach the word of the Lord, and see how they're doing."
所以呢，当时可能保罗就跟巴拿巴建议说，我们第一次布传道在这么多的城市里建立了教会，我们现在回去看看他们，看他们现在的情况如何。
And it seems that Barnabas agreed that this would be a good idea. However, Barnabas wanted to take John, also called Mark, with them. But Paul did not think it wise to take him, because he had just deserted them in Pamphylia and had not continued with them in the work.
可是在这里呢，巴拿巴就说巴拿巴有意呢，要带称呼马可的约翰同去。但保罗因为马可从前在庞菲利亚离开他们，不和他们同去做工，就以为不可带他去。
And it seems that things got heated. With feelings hurt and egos bruised, they had set a sharp disagreement that they parted company.
你往下看说，两人起了争论，甚至彼此分开。就是说他们两人可能争执到一个地步呢，就是各自可能都伤到感情了。
The great mission team leaders, Barnabas and Paul,separate in the midst of conflict and dispute, disappointing and confusing the brothers and sisters who had so admired their teamwork.
这两个人都是宣道队的这个领袖和人物啊，可是他们这两个人起了这样的冲突和争辩，可能对当时的弟兄姐妹啊也是一件很失望的事情，也使他们觉得非常困惑。然后这些弟兄姐妹本来都觉得他们这两个人都很好，他们两个人这样发生了争端呢，就使得他们觉得觉得有一点迷惑。
So what are we to think of this incident and the conflict that produced it?
那我们对于这件事呢，应该怎么看呢？
I believe that both Barnabas and Paul.We're seeking God's will with all of their hearts.
我是这样认为哈，我认为说，当时保罗和巴拿巴两个人都是在全心全意地寻求上帝的旨意。
And I believe that both Barnabas and Paul made presumptions about God's will because of their close relationship.
当两个人的关系这么近的时候啊。有的时候可能他保罗和巴拿巴他就在心里面自以为是的认为对方自以为是的认为就是说上帝的旨意呢既是给我的也是给他。
Barnabas assumed that God's will for him was also God's will for Paul.
巴拿巴就在心里面以为说啊，上帝所给我的旨意呢一定是上帝给保罗的旨意一定是给我的旨意一样。
And Paul assumed that God's will for him was also God's will for Barnabas.
保罗心里就假定哈，就说那肯定这个上帝的旨意对我如何呢，也是对巴拿巴如何。
And the assumption led to sharp words, hurt feelings, and bruised egos.
那这样一个假定和推测啊，有没有实际上去问那个人？那这样子一来呢，就造成两个人争辩，然后呢就互相伤了感情，也伤到他们的自我。
And I believe the separation of Barnabas and Paul at that time was indeed God's will for them.
实际上我这样看啊，当时巴拿巴和保罗 就是说彼此分开了，这就是上帝的旨意。
God was calling Barnabas to give his attention to mentoring John Mark.
那上帝跟巴拿巴怎么说呢？上帝对巴拿巴的旨意可能是说，你呢要多花点时间来带领这个还不成熟的弟兄，就是这个马可。
And God was leading Paul to return to the churches established in their first missionary journey.
那上帝给保罗的旨意呢，就是说你回去去探望那些你第一次所建立的教会。
It seems that it was God's timing for them to go about their separate callings.
所以他们两个人彼此分开，实际上就是因为上帝给他们有各自有不同的呼召。
The sharp words, hurt feelings, and bruised egos, however, would not seem to be God's will.
可是两个人争吵起来哈，然后互相伤到感情，伤到自己的自我，这个肯定不是上帝的旨意。
Rather, these were rooted in human presumption about a ministry relationship. And if we analyze these presumptions closely, I believe that we find there are feelings of self-importance that assumes that God's will for me is automatically God's will for those around me.
所以因为人哈，为什么会争吵？为什么会有这些伤到自我的这种争辩呢？那因为人的本性呢，就是对于这个布道的为神工作的这个这整个这件事呢，人自己很自负的就做出了某种的假设。如果我们仔细的来看一看是怎么回事，就是说人都会觉得很自负，每个人都很自负呢，他结果他必然就是说啊，那上帝跟我说的话，给我的旨意，那一定也是给你们大家的旨意。
So how does this incident relate to blessings in Christ?
那我们看这件事跟上帝所给我们的福分又有什么关系呢？
Please notice, brothers and sisters, that Paul and Barnabas do separate in deep pain, but they still continue in Christ, doing the work that he has called them to.
请大家注意说，现在保罗和巴拿巴虽然互相分开了，然后那个感情也伤到了，然后心里面可能觉得很有一些痛苦，但是他们还是毫无迟疑的去执行上帝的旨意了。
Barnabas takes John Mark and sails for Cyprus.
那巴拿巴带着马可坐船往居比路去。
Paul goes with Silas on another mission trip that includes visiting many of the churches that he and Barnabas had established earlier.
那保罗呢就带着希拉，然后上了他这个第二次布道的宣教的这个路程。然后这一次宣教的路程呢，就是包括重新去访问那些第一次所建立的教会。
And through all these difficulties in many years, God was providing blessings in the heavenly realms.
然后这以下的很多年哈，实际上都有很多的困难和很多的挑战，那上帝呢不停的就把他自己的这些福分来供给这些圣徒。
And many years later,With Paul imprisoned by the Romans, writing Colossians, Philemon, Ephesians, and Philippians, we find in this situation, the conflict with Barnabas, we find some fruit, which are indeed blessings in the heavenly realm, if we look in the book of Colossians.
那到后来，保罗在监狱里写那个哥罗西书的时候，也就是他写腓利门。以弗所和腓立比书的时候，你在哥罗西书当中就看到说，这个上帝的这个所给他们的那个属天的福分呢，真正是临到他们。
So Colossians is a book that Paul was writing about at the same time as the letter to the Ephesians, from prison.
那当时这个哥罗西书呢，是跟这个以弗所书呢一起写的。
Colossians 4, chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. My fellow prisoner, Aristarchus, sends you his greetings, as does Mark, the cousin of Barnabas. You have received instructions about him, and if he comes to you, welcome him. Jesus, who is called Justice, also sends greetings. These are the only Jews among my fellow workers for the kingdom of God, and they have proved a comfort for me.
与我一同坐监的亚里达古问你们安，巴拿巴的表弟马可也问你们安。说到这马可，你们已经受了吩咐，他若到了你们那里，你们就接待他。耶稣又称为尤士都，也问你们安。奉格里的人中，只有这三个人是为神的国与我一同做工的，也是叫我心里得安慰。
There are many things about the relationship between Barnabas and Paul that the Bible doesn't tell us.
那关于巴拿巴和保罗之间的关系，有很多这个细节呢，在经文里面是找不到。
But we do know that Barnabas and Paul remained faithful to their calling, even as they suffered this very painful dispute with their partners in ministry.
但是我们可以看出来，就是说，即使他们两个人有了这一段痛苦的经历，不高兴的、不快乐的经历，但是他们对上帝所给他们的呼召呢，还是忠心的，从始至终一直忠心的。But
they remained faithful in Christ, and God was able to bring to Paul in chains a great spiritual blessing in Christ through the very tangible presence and ministry of John Mark to him in prison.
就是你看，因为保罗和他的所有这些同工啊，都是在耶稣里面持守他们的信念啊。因为这样，上帝就把属天的这些天上来的这些属灵的福气呢，丰丰富富的带给他们。这样子使得保罗虽然他在罗马的监狱里带着锁链呢，这个马可这个弟兄呢，还是来服侍他。这样子的这个。
Brothers and sisters, when we suffer painful conflicts, let us remember that we have been blessed in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
所以，弟兄姐妹，当我们如果也遭受了这种 很痛苦的这个冲突和这个争论的时候呢，又让我们不要忘记说，我们主耶稣基督父神在基督里赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。And
God is able to make those blessings tangible in our lives for His glory.
上帝啊，为了彰显他的荣耀，他所给我们的所有的这一切属灵的福气呢。
I'd like to say a few words to our mission teams that are preparing for a missions trip this summer.
那对我们今年夏天要去短宣的这些短宣队呢，我也有几句简短的话要说。
Like Barnabas and Paul, you were called as ambassadors of the gospel.
你们呢，也是这个福音的使者，就像保罗和巴拿巴一样。
And like Barnabas and Paul, you will face difficulties and conflicts.
然后呢，你们当中会不会发生冲突，发生一些争论呢？也会，就像保罗和巴拿巴一样。
And like Barnabas and Paul, if you allow God to give you the strength to be faithful, He will bring into your mission, your ministry, and your lives every spiritual blessing in Christ.
所以你们不要害怕这些冲突和争论，因为像保罗和巴拿巴这样，你们从上帝的力量来，你们依靠上帝的力量就可以维持住你们的信心。上帝会给你力量和信心，你们在侍奉上和生活里呢，都能够享受到上帝在
I'd like to say a few words to the church about decision making and conflict resolution.
那我们在教会里面呢，也需要就是说对于我们这个做出各样决定的这个过程呢，有一些了解。然后我们也应该了解说我们怎么样来化解这个我们当中可能出现的这个冲突。
For certain matters of special importance, decisions are made at CEMCNJ through the democratic process of voting.
我们在这个华人福音会，新西法人福音会有一些重大的这个决定呢，是通过这个民主选举的过程呢来决定。
To understand the meaning and importance of this process, we should understand how this practice comes to us through a Baptist heritage.
我们呢要来回头看一看我们这个教会的起源和历史啊。我们的起源是从这个浸信会的这个传统出来的。要这样子来看一看呢，我们才会理解说我们为什么要这样子做。
The church from which this church was founded, CEMC in Manhattan, was founded with the support of Calvary Baptist Church of New York and the Home Mission Board of the Conservative Baptist Church.
那我们的母会啊，就是在纽约的华人福音会，当时它是谁创立的呢？当时创立的时候呢，就主要是受到两个组织的这个支持，一个是格格他浸信会，一个是保守派浸信会，家庭教会。
Pastor Chen, who was the senior pastor of CEMC for many years, was a student in Taiwan Baptist Seminary.
你想，陈牧师当年哈，他现在是他当年他就是这个纽约华人福音会的这个牧师，他当年的这个神学的这个训练是在一个浸信会的神学院所学习的。
Now I have had brothers and sisters say to me, "We're not Baptist. We're an independent, non-denominational church."
那我们有些弟兄姐妹就会来跟我说说我们又不是属于浸信会的，我们是独立的，我们是没有教派的。
And it is true, we are an independent, non-denominational church.
这样说呢也没有什么不对，因为我们确实是一个独立的这个教会，不属于任何教派。
But it is also true that every Baptist church is an independent, non-denominational church.In the sense that it is a basic Baptist doctrine that every local church is an independent, autonomous body, not under the control of any central earthly authority.
但实际上，你看看这，我们大家看一看这个浸信会的它的传统啊。它实际上每一个浸信会的教会呢，跟我们也是一样的，它不是一个从中央集权的来控制的一个教会，因为。浸信会的那个所信的道里面有一条很基本的，就是说你在哪一个地方的教会，那你自己就是独立而且是自治的。
So while we don't use the term Baptist in our church name or in any of our major documents, such as our statement of faith and bylaws, a study of our major documents will show that there is considerable alignment.Those doctrines and basic Baptist teaching and practice.
那实际上我们的教会哈，就是虽然我们的名字里面没有浸信会这么一个字，然后我们的教会里很多重要的文件啊，比方我们的信经啊和我们的章程啊，里面没有用浸信会这个字，但实际上呢，这个都是本着浸信会的这个传统的来建立。
And one of these practices is the use of voting to make major decisions.
那有一条，其中有一条我们跟浸信会一样，就是说我们做重大决定之前的时候，我们就要投票。
So we should understand how and why it is that Baptists vote.
所以我们要了解一下为什么在浸信会里面，他们有重大决定的时候呢，要投票。
Most importantly, we must remember that all decision making in a church is about seeking and finding the will of God.
首先我们必须记住说我们做出重大决定的时候呢是我们每次做重大决定的时候都要先找到说上帝的旨意是什么。
We don't vote to find out how many people want to do this or to do that. We vote to find what God wants for our church.
我们在投票的时候不是说我们听取这一帮人的意见还是听取那一帮人的意见而我们投票呢是为了表达神的旨意。
So each one of us is called not to provide our opinion. Rather, we are called to provide our leading from our study of the scriptures and how the Holy Spirit is moving in our lives.
我们一投票的时候就是说看看我这个那个圣灵在我们里面动工了然后我们自己每天念圣经就是说有这样一个基础上来看说上帝的旨意是什么。而不是说投票的时候来表达我们自己的意见。
Now, this approach is really very, very different from hierarchical churches where God's will is sought through a chain of authority.
那你知道浸信会的这种传统啊他这种做法跟那种等级制度非常森严的那些教会呢是完全不一样因为他们做出决定的是通过这个等级一层一层的这样子做下来。
So when we vote,Each one of us has the responsibility to very seriously seek God's leading through prayer, through the study of the scripture, and through walking faithfully in the Lord's steps.
我们要充满信心，然后要跟随神的脚步。我们每一次来投票的时候呢，就是我们要看上帝是怎么样来带我们。我们通过祷告，我们通过读经，我们来看看上帝是怎样带我们的，而不是说来说出来我们自己的意见。
And when the church comes together to vote, she makes her decision, which is not infallible, but which is worthy of the respect of all of her members.
所以呢，教会每次开这个会员大会，然后那个来投票呢。是不是说他每次做出来的这个决定呢都是绝对正确的？那不是。但是呢，每一次他做出来这个决定呢，每一个教会的这个成员呢都要尊重。
And it is through this process that Baptists have sought to find the will of God in their decisions, while at the same time protecting Christian liberty.
那浸信会这样做的话呢，是因为他。让我们去投票，但是是根据上帝的旨意。然后呢，也不会说让我们失去那个在主里面这个基督徒的这个自由。
And as Paul teaches us in Galatians 5:1,
那也就像保罗在加拉太书五章一节里所说的
，It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then.Do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery.
就像保罗说的，基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。
And it is in liberty that we join together with Paul in proclaiming, Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms.With every spiritual blessing in Christ.
那也正是如此啊！我们跟保罗一样，我们是自由的。然后我们宣布，愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。